The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The sigis over here in the ninth parak of Chulin, over here in Daf Kuf Chav Dalet and Kuf Chav Hei and Kuf Chav Vav, deal at length with the halachis of Tumas Oyel, the halacha that a mace is Metama Ba'oyel, and there are a lot of details in the halachis of how Tumas Oyel works, and different details in Tumas Oyel that are Negei Pshat in the Gemara. So I would like to discuss some of the fundamentals of the halachas of Tumas Oyel. And we'll start in the general terms, and then we'll get to details of how to understand the Gemara. So the halacha is like this. The Torah says that you have a mace, you have a dead body. The halacha is that a dead body is tame. It's metame. There are three ways that a mace is metame. A mace is metame b'mago. Anyone who touches the dead body becomes avatoma. A mace is metame b'maso. If anyone carries the dead body, even if he's wearing gloves or something, that doesn't come into contact with the mace. And the third way the Torah says that a mace is metame is ba'oyol. Torah says, kol haba el ha'oyol v'chol asher ba'oyol yit mashiv az yomen. If there's a dead body underneath a roof, oil is a roof, anything that's any person or any utensil, any object that is underneath the roof at the same time that the mace is underneath the roof, the halacha is that they become tamei. This is called tumas oyel. So it says clearly in the Torah that when you have an oyel, the Mishnah says in Olis Perikid Beis Mishnah Aleph that there's a minimum size for oyel. Oyel has to be at least something which is a tefach wide and tefach long. Kol shekein if it's wider or longer. So then the halacha is that the tumah spreads, and we say that anything that is underneath the roof, the oil, at the same time as the mace, becomes tummy. That's the halacha of tumas oil, and that's called that a oil is mevius a tumah. It brings the tumah on to anything else that's together with it. The Gemara over here in Daf Kuf Chaf Hei calls this hamshocha. The Gemara calls that hamshocha. Hamshocha means you're drawing the tumah over from one place to the other. That's the halacha. There is a second halacha of tumas oyel, and that's called chatzitza. The Mishnah says over there in Olis Perigid Beis that any time you have an oyel, a standard oyel does two functions. It's mevi, which brings the tumah, and it's chaitzitz. Chaitzitz means it separates, it stops. What does that mean? Now, whenever you have an oyel, whenever you have a roof, and the tumah obviously spreads, like we said, underneath this roof, the halacha is that the tumah spreads underneath, and the tumah does not travel past the roof. Which means to say that if somebody were to be standing on top of the roof, even if there is another roof on top of the first roof, we don't say that the tumah spreads through and goes through the oyel, goes through the roof and goes up to the next level, the next floor. We say that the tumah spreads underneath the first roof and the tumah does not go past it. And that is called the halacha that an oyel is chaitzitz. Just like an oyel is maybe a satumah, the oyel is also chaitzitz. Now the halacha is, the Mishnah in Olis discusses this at length in the 8th parak, that usually we say that oil is mevi and it's not chaitzitz, but there are certain times, certain cases where oil is mevi, it brings the tumah underneath anything that's underneath the same roof, and it's not chaitzitz, the tumah will go through. And almost all the cases over there that is discussed where the tumah goes through is in a case where the oil itself is mekabel tumah. The oil is made out of material that becomes tameh, or the oil is a kli itself, or the oil is a person. So the halacha is that the tumah spreads underneath, and the oil itself becomes tameh. And when the oil itself becomes tameh, so the halacha is that something which is tameh does not have the ability to be chaitzitz. It doesn't have the ability to be chaitzitz, so the tumah will go through. But if the oil is something which is not mekabel tumah, under most circumstances, the halacha is that the oil will be chaitzitz, and the tumah will not go through the oil. The question is, we said before, the Torah says that kol habal oil, the Torah says specifically, anything that goes underneath the same roof, under the same roof as a mace, becomes tamei. Where does the Torah say that an oil is chaitzetz, that the oil stops the tumah from going through? Where do we find, the Torah doesn't say that. We don't find the Torah, the Mishnah, you say clearly this is the halacha. But what is the source for this halacha that an oil is chaitzetz b'fnei tumah? So, the Vilna Gaon has a pirush on Ala Torah. His pirush is called Aderes Elio. So the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Aderes Elio over there, on that, the Parsha of Tumah, which is the very beginning of Parshas Chukas, that we read for Parshas Parah. So the Vilna Gaon over there says that the source for a oil that's Chaytis B'nei HaTumah is in fact the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol HaBa'al HaOyel, Chol HaSher BaOyel Yitma. Anything that's in that oil, in that room, underneath the same roof, anything that's there, anyone that comes in, will become Tameh. Says the Vilna Gaon, that you see from here, only anything that's in the roof. Anything that's on top of the roof, anything that's not underneath the oil, even if it's on top of the oil, we see from here, from the implication of the Pasuk, that the Tumah does not spread on top of the oil. And therefore the Vilna Gaon says, this is the Mashmois HaPasuk. We learn out from this Pasuk that just like the oil is, maybe is HaTumah, so too, the oil is also Chaitzeitz B'fnei HaTumah. That is the Vilna Gaon's Mahalach. However, we could perhaps suggest that the Rishonim have a different Mahalach. Because there is a third Halacha that's a very important Halacha, that's very important to know when it comes to Tumas Oil. And that is that the Gemara over here in Daf Chuf Chafei discusses the Halacha of Tumah Ritzutza. Tumah Ritzutza refers to a case where you do not have an oil. You have tumah. The Torah says it's tumah that's al pnei asada. It's not underneath the roof. There's actually a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid that about what exactly tumah ritzutza is. But tumah ritzutza is usually classified as tumah, either tumah that does not have any oil on top of it, or something that's not a halachic oil. There's certain halachas if you have an oil and the oil is not a tevach al tevach. Or there's a halacha that the Gemara says over here on Daf Kuf Chavava Mid Aleph that not only do you need to have an oil, the oil has to have a certain size, a tevach al tevach, but you also need a tevach of space underneath the oil, between the oil and the ground. And if you don't have that space, then it's not considered oil, it's not a halachic oil, and then it's not called oil, it's called something else, it's called Tumah Ritzutza. What's the halacha of Tumah Ritzutza? So, the Gemara says, all over Shas, the Mishnais, and all they say, Tumah Ritzutza, by ka'as va'oila, by ka'as v'yeredis. It breaks through. So Tumah Ritzutza goes straight up, it does not spread out. Is zikr if there's no oil, there's nothing for it to spread out underneath. And even if there is an oil, but it's not a halachic oil because you don't have space of a tefach, so the halacha is that it goes straight up. And since it goes straight up, the Torah says another chiddush, the Gemara, the halacha is that it goes straight up and it can even pass through solid objects. It passes through solid objects and it continues to go straight up out of Rekia until the sky. What is the source for this halacha, Tumah Ritzutza? Where do we see that there's such a halacha that Tumah Ritzutza is because of oila, because of yeredes? So Rashi Bayos, over here in Chulun Daf Kuf Chafei Amid Beis, Tiber Maschel de Kula, says very clearly, Rashi says, Kivin the halacha l'moshe misinahi, the Tumah Ritzutza bekas, Rashi says that there is a clear halacha l'moshe misinai. This is a halacha, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, it's not something which is mefurish in the Torah anywhere, that Tumah Ritzutza goes through solid objects. But it's halacha l'moshe misinai, we have a messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu, that this halacha is true. So, once we know that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that says that a Tumah Ritzutza goes through solid objects, so then from here we see that the implication is that the only reason it goes through solid objects is because it's Ritzutza. And Ritzutza means something which is not underneath an oil. The implication will be that if there is an oil, then it does not go through solid objects. That's the implication of the halacha l'moshe misinai. So there we could say that we have an alternate source. Instead of saying like the Vilna Gaon, that the source for this halacha that oil is chaytitz b'fnei atuma, that oil stops the tuma, is based on the pasuk, because you see the tuma spreads out, so too the tuma stops and doesn't go through. Instead, we'll say this is a separate halacha. It's not learned out of the pasuk. It's learned out of this special halacha l'moshe mi-sinai that the tuma ritzutza goes straight up and goes through solid objects. So we'll say that if it's not ritzutza and there's an oil, so obviously that rule doesn't apply. So it doesn't go through solid objects. An oil, which is a solid object, so it'll spread out underneath the oil. It'll go all the way to the oil, and then it will stop. In fact, it seems like this is the opinion of Rashi in Brachos, because the Gemara over there in Brachos has a statement that's said by Rava Dvar Torah that says Min haTorah. That we said before, the halacha is that when you have an oil, it stops the tumah from going through. So the Gemara says that's only when you have a space. There's a space of a tefach of ear space underneath the oil. If it doesn't have a space underneath the oil, that's the statement that's said by Rav in the Gemara. Rashi over there in Brachos, on the statement of Rav says Dvar Torah, that this is a din min haTorah. Rashi says Dvar Torah means halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. That means that Rashi over here is saying clearly that this halacha l'moshe mi-sinai tells me not only that when you have a tumah ritzutza, that the tumah goes through solid objects, but it also tells me that is the source for the halacha that when I have an oil and it's not considered tumah ritzutza, then it does not go through to the other side of the oil. So we have a Rashi who says that the source that an oil is chaytzeitz is a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, and we have a Vilna Gaon that says that the source for this halacha is learnt out of the pasuk. So what's the nafkamina if it's learnt out of a pasuk or halacha l'moshe mi-sinai? What would be the practical difference in the halacha? So first of all, there could be that there are differences in halacha, what the source of the halacha is. Could be there are something that's learned out of halacha l'moshe mi-sinai has a different status in halacha than something that's learned out of a pasuk, an explicit pasuk. In fact, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in the second Shairish is very mirich about this, and the Rambam over there holds that something that's learned out of halacha l'moshe mi-sinai does not have the same status, and it has a lesser status than either certain halachas where it comes up. It comes up, the Rambam says that it has a status like a derabbanan. And therefore, we know when someone has a suffik, whether he has to do a mitzvah min haTorah, or a suffik, whether something is osir, we say sveg deraisa l'chumra, you have to be machmir. If it's a suffik about something which is derabbanan, then we say sveg derabbanan l'kula, and you're not mechuyu to be machmir, you're allowed to be mekel. What about something which is deraisa, has a deraisa status because it's learned out of halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, but on the other hand, it doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah. So this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam over there says that halacha l'moshe mi-sinai is considered like a derabbanan, and therefore you'll be mekel. And in fact, it's brought down by the Primi Gadim regarding certain halachas and hilchos treifos, which are only learned out of halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. However, the Rabban over there disagrees, and the Rabban says that this rule that you can be mekel by the Rabbanon only applies to something which is not min haTorah at all. It's something that Chachamim made up, a takana de Rabbanon, but something which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you have to keep, and you're obligated to keep it. It doesn't come from the Chachamim. It just doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah. It's halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. That is the status of a deraisa. So fine. According to the Rambam, we could suggest that if you would have a suffik about a chatzitza, oil that's chaytzitz, perhaps we could say that it would be dependent upon the spachlogis between Rashi and the Vilna Gaon, whether you could be mekel or you would be mechuyiv to be machmir. However, it's possible that there is another nafkamina, very important nafkamina, regarding this halacha, and that is that in the Mishnah in Olos that we mentioned before that the Mishnah says that most of the time that an oyel is maybe v'chaytitz. You have a roof or some other thing that serves as a oyel. The halacha is that it spreads the tumah underneath it, and it also stops the tumah from going through. And we said also that the Mishnah gives examples of things which are maybe v'ein v'chaytitz, things that spread the tumah underneath, and they don't stop the tumah. Mostly because those things are not considered a oil because they're mekabel tumah, and since they're mekabel tumah, they can't stop the tumah from going through. However, the Mishnah over there in Perek Ches gives examples of something that goes the other way. that there's an example of a type of oil that's chaitzeitz, that stops the tumma, the ene maybe, and it does not spread the tumma. That the tumma's underneath it, it will stop the tumma from going through, the tumma will not pass from the bottom of the oil through the top of the oil. Nevertheless, it's not considered an oil when it comes to the halachas of maybe it's a tumma, and the tumma will not spread to the other ends of the oil. And in fact, the Mishnah's examples, the Mishnah says over there, the examples are when you have a bunch of ropes, a lattice work, that has ropes going in both directions, horizontally and vertically, and there are spaces in between. Since there's spaces in between, so I don't say that I have an oil that's a tefach al tefach, because it's not a space that's a tefach wide and tefach long without any holes. There are holes in between, so that can't be considered oil. Nevertheless, the tumah does not go through to the other side. We don't say that someone who's standing on top of these ropes will become tameh. The tumah will be stopped. Now we'll see later on, it has to do with later on in the Gemara, that the machlokes rishonim how to learn pshat in this Gemara, exactly what the case is. However, it would seem that Rashi's opinion is, that we'll see Rashi over here on Daf Kof Chav Hayim Beis, Rashi holds that even if the tumma is directly underneath the hole, and a person is standing directly on top of the hole, still the tumma does not go through. That's Rashi's opinion. That means Rashi holds that this is halachically considered an oil. Somehow this has the ability to seal up the holes that are in between the ropes, and the tumma does not go through. This is a real oil hachaitzitz. Nevertheless, even though it's oil that is chaitzitz b'fnei tumma, it is not considered an oil, and it will not spread out the tumma underneath it. Why is that? Because Rashi holds l'shitasoi. Rashi holds that the halacha that an oil is chaitzitz and the halacha that an oil spreads the tumma are not learnt out at the same place. The halacha that an oil spreads the tumma underneath is a pasuk. The halacha that an oil is chaitzitz, we said, according to Rashi, is learnt out of halacha l'moshe misinai. It's learnt from the halacha of tumra tzutza. That tumra tzutza goes through, but when it's not ritzutza, it does not go through. Therefore, Rashi holds that we could split the two dinim. It's possible that something will be considered halachically an oihel when it comes to stopping the tumma. It's enough to remove the stigma, so to speak, the halacha of ritzutza from this tumma, and therefore the tumma doesn't go through. On the other hand, it's not an oil. It's not considered an oil in the terms of what the Torah considers an oil, and therefore the tumma will not spread. However, the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explains, I believe it's in the stencils, that Rav Chaim says that the Rambam shita is that there's no such thing. The Rambam holds that there's no such thing as an oihel that is chaitzitz, that's not tmevi. The two things have to go together. If there's such a thing as an oil that is chaitzitz, it has to be that it's mevi. It has to be that it spreads out the tumma. So what's the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah discusses something which is chaitzitz. Rav Chaim says that the case has to be, according to the Rambam, that the tumma is not underneath the holes. The tumma is directly underneath the rope and is not sticking out. The rope is, however wide the rope is. It's not obviously not a tefach wide. And the tumma is very narrow. The tumma is directly underneath the rope, and the tumma is not sticking out in the holes. Because if the tumma would be sticking out from the holes, the oyel is not be chaitz. Since there is nothing directly standing in between the tumma and the person that's on top of the ropes, the halach would be he would become tummy. It's only because he's directly underneath the rope, so then there's a problem of the tumma going through, which we'll discuss at a later point, exactly how that works. I'll kapon him, but you see that Reb Chaim explains the sheet of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that it's impossible to split the halacha of oil maybe from oil ha-chaitzitz. Why is that? We could suggest because the sheet of the Rambam is like the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that this halacha that you have an oil maybe and oil ha-chaitzitz are both learned out from the same pasuk, and since we learn them both from the same pasuk, the halacha must be that wherever you have an oil that's chaitzitz, you also, it must be that it's maybe, and if it's not maybe, then it will not be chaitzitz either.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.